Welcome to FAQ, a program to answer your frequently asked questions from professionals in the Northwest, joined by Linda Makniak from the Chamber of Commerce here, the Battlefords and District Chamber. How are you doing?
Awesome. Thank you. You?
I can't complain. I can, but nobody's going to listen. So I want to find out something that has intrigued me here because the Chamber Network Day at the Ledge, this is something else.
Very exciting. We were able to spend the day at the legislature on May the 16th, so a couple of weeks ago. We had an opportunity to meet with six senior ministers as well as the premier, so seven in total. And it was chambers represented from all across the province. And we had the opportunity also to visit question period, of course, to join in the actual chamber for question period. And it was a very, very encouraging and productive day. And I know that the Saskatchewan Chamber will look to organize it again for us next year.
So when you say productive, what came out of it for the Battlefords?
Well, the Minister of Advanced Education was there, and of course I took the opportunity to plug the potential new campus for Northwest College.
Right.
We also talked to the Highways Minister about some specific highway issues in the region, and that was a big topic for all of the chambers across the province if there were priority highways or projects happening. But an interesting discussion came out of that was the weight of new electric cars, because of course the batteries weigh a significant amount. But also he talked about the fire departments, whether or not they would be ready for electrical battery fires or might come of that. So, to be determined, right? There's still lots to learn and lots for organizations and for people to get information on. But those are a couple of examples. Minister of Finance, of course, we talked about taxation. Minister of Immigration and Career Training, we talked about new immigrants coming in, employment, opportunities there, some really great things. And we were there the day that the provincial government announced their new plan or the plan about the not meeting 2030 targets specific to electric and generation and so on. And while that's, no political, it was interesting because the premier came in and spoke to us about that, but also lots of other things that are happening in the province that was kind of a bonus actually for us. And so it was just an amazing day.
So it was time well spent.
Yes, absolutely. And I would encourage, members to reach out or to talk about the stuff that we learned and heard, and I've been sharing it with our members as well. It's just another way that business's voice can be heard at the tables of power, if you will. So if it's not municipally, it could be provincially in this instance, or nationally, of course, at the federal government level.
And being a voice is what the chamber's all about.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's it. We're exactly it, the voice of business in the community.
So if I'm a newer business in town, or I'm a business that has been dragging my feet, how do they become a chamber member?
Well, it's pretty easy. Any one of us, the staff members, will take the opportunity to talk to them. We do have a new member development coordinator who also would go out and visit people. But they can contact us at the office, 306-445-6226. They can reach us online. They can all kinds of things. We'd be happy to talk to anybody.
Linda, you're the second busiest person in the room.
No,
I think you're the first, so there you go. All right, have a great day, and I hope you do have some downtime at the chamber, but not a lot.
Holidays are coming, I hope.